I can see you doing a new thing in my life, in my family, and in my nation. I lift my hands in worship, in adoration to your holy name. Dear Holy Spirit, I thank you for the gift of today. I give you the glory. I thank you from morning to this afternoon. I glorify your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. I worship your holy presence and I glorify you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And everyone shout the loudest, amen and amen. God bless you. Please give the Lord a big clap offering of praise. Amen. Please be seated as we build ourselves upon the living word of God. I have shared with us in the past of certain pillars that will help us to be able to build our faith. And one of the great pillars that we have learned about is clothing ourselves in humility. And one thing that humility does in our lives is to be able to prepare the ground for the seed of God's word to be planted and for the seed to germinate. It is an abomination for you to be a child of God and you're not growing. God wants you to grow. And there are three things that are attached to the spirit of humility. And that is good life, riches, and wealth. Honor. These three things, honor, riches, and wealth, are the product of true humility. And when you learn from it, you discover that you save your life. Then number two pillar is making your calling. Making your calling and your election sure. You see, many times a lot of people don't know the purpose for their existence. They don't even know the purpose why an assignment is given to them. Now, if you don't understand the purpose why the assignment is given to you, you will abuse the process or you misuse the opportunity or you will not get yourself to do what is right. And so you must know and understand your calling. And then to make sure that you make your election sure. Then number three, we learn that successful people are constant in thanksgiving. They appreciate every opportunity that is given to them. You always see them advancing in life because they appreciate challenges. They receive it with thanksgiving. We saw the life of a man called Caleb. At the age of 85, he was very appreciative of a situation that looks a tough one. But he was a man with a grateful heart. And he came over to Joshua and he said, I am still able to conquer this mountain. Can you give me the privilege to go and take up this mountain? That is one thing you find about successful people. They are always very grateful for every opportunity and for every assignment that is given to them. And that's why you realize that they translate the same thing in the realm of the spirit. So spiritually, they are thankful. In the family, they are very grateful. When it comes to business and business life, very, very grateful and thankful for every opportunity that is created. At the same time, you realize that when it comes to the work of the ministry, they pursue it with thanksgiving, with gratefulness in their heart. And then when it comes to personal development. Then, number four pillar is what I'm sharing, constancy at work. Faithfulness in whatever they are doing. You realize that these people are people that are dependable. They are people that you can always rely on. They are people that can never fail you at any time. They have made a choice that they would be dependable. And that's why they are very few. The Bible testifies to us that it is very difficult to find faithful people. But when you find one, you can always trust. God gave a testimony about one person, and that is Moses. He said, Moses in my house is one person that is faithful among so many other priests. But when you talk about faithfulness, you talk about commitment to his assignment and to his work, he is one person that is successful and faithful. And that's why Moses stood out among men. You realize the same thing with Joshua, the same thing with Daniel, and several other people. Very faithful and reliable men and women. Today I'm going to be sharing with us the number 5 pillar that will help you in the most difficult time in life. The difficult time is the best time in the life of every covenant child of God. If there is a time that you should be most happy about, it's times of famine. It's times when there is a drought. Because God will always distinguish you from the life of other people. So number 5 pillar is cultivate your field. Cultivate your field. Cultivation is not a soft work. It's a hard work. Cultivation of your land. Whether it is marriage, whether it is school, whether it is ministry, whether it is business, it takes hard work to make things work. It takes hard work to make things work. I am excited every time God is giving me the privilege to break into Monday. I am excited every day. Why? Because I am excited at facing the day with work. We all know that hard work and dedication is the way to success. Hard work and absolute dedication is the way to success. I mean, I've said this to all of us that are under this grace and ministry. You can pray from now to Methuselah. You can be confessing positive confession without work, without hard work and dedication to service. Your prayers will never come to pass. It takes hard work to build a family. It takes hard work to build a relationship. Marriage is not, I love you, the emotional part of it. Marriage is like running a business and managing it well to succeed. That's the same thing with life. The way to success, the path is not always easy. And that's why there is nothing that ever comes easy. You find a generation of people, especially in Africa, in this part of the world, and even in America, you find the blacks, they believe that things should come easily to them. Nothing comes easy. Nothing, absolutely, anywhere in the world ever comes easy. There is always a price to pay. It wasn't easy for Christ to go through the pain he had to go through to give us redemption. It wasn't easy for any of the disciples to pay the price they paid to build a solid church and proclaim the gospel of the kingdom. It wasn't an easy job. Paul the apostle narrated and gave us a little picture of the business of his life. He said, we go through the hands of armed robbers. We go through the betrayals of the brethren. We go through moments of hunger. We go through moments of trials. We go through moments of nakedness. We go through moments of lack. But in the midst of it all, we press on to work hard for the redemption of humanity. God has planted something in every one of us so that we can thrive in all aspects of life. God has put something. He has put gifts, talents. He has given us the tool. He has given us the talent so that we can excel, so that we can thrive in life. But you will have to cultivate. That's what the Bible said, break up your fallow ground. You have a responsibility to soften the ground for the seed of God's word, for the seed of your ideas and dreams to break forth. You have to break the ground. You will have to till the ground of your work to make things happen. Successful people work on their assignment, and they look at every assignment given to them as an assignment from God. They know that one of the things that God has created man was to work. That's why when God made man in, first of all, and planted him in the Garden of Eden, he didn't tell him, just be sleeping and the angels will be bringing the food for you to eat and wake up and just sit down and be talking. He said, work, take care of the garden. That's the first thing God said to him. Take care of the garden. Take care. Cultivate it. Make sure that everything is working in fine. And I want you to be fruitful. And I want you to multiply. And I want you to have control of the situation around you. Everything that God does. Men and women that understand the purpose of work, they do it to glorify God. They do it to impress God. If God is impressed with your service, if God is impressed with your work, God will be the one that will reward you. Promotion does not come from the south, nor from the east, nor from the north. Promotion coming from the Lord, the maker of the heaven and the earth. Let God be impressed with your work, and God will favor you. And God will make the things that you do to prosper and to flourish. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23. And whatsoever you do, that's work. Whatsoever you do, there is no place for complacency. There is no place for lazing around. There's no place for procrastination. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily. Be passionate about your work. And when you're doing your work, do it as unto the Lord and not unto man. Because when God sees your work and accepts your work, He will give you the reward that will last. God's blessings are enduring blessings. God's blessings will always last. And look at what the Bible says. Look at verse 24. Knowing that of the Lord, Colossians chapter 3, verse 24. Knowing that of the Lord, ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. You shall receive. Hey, you cannot work hard and you will never receive the reward from God. Not at all. Not at all. There are 3 points I'm going to share with us in this. Because one of the things we have realized, traveling virtually all over the world, I've discovered too many Christians and too many ministers of God are stranded in the blessings of God for their life because they are lazy, lazy in the mind, lazy in the spirit, and lazy at work. It takes a lot for you to be able to achieve great things. And that's why the Bible says, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ. Whatever you are doing it unto Christ. You're not doing it unto any man. When I'm doing all my jobs, what I'm serving, I work with people, I serve different industries or company. When I was working, I wasn't working just for men. I was working as a candidate, as an instrument of God. When I worked in the farms, when I worked in the block industry, I was serving there as someone serving God. I was doing it passionately for God to see it and for God to be excited at my work. That's what God wants us to do. Because He's the rewarder. And when God saw what I was doing and decided to give me the inheritance, that inheritance, no witch can take it. No devil can take it away from my hands. Because I serve the Lord with all my might, with all my strength, with all my soul. No matter what you do, you are using the gift that the Lord has given you. If you put your talent to use, you are proving to God that you love Him. You are proving to God that you are worshiping Him. Worshiping God is not coming to church and only clapping our hands and shouting hallelujah. That's worship to God. Whether you are eating or you're drinking, you're cleaning, you're doing stuff, you are worshiping God. You are honoring God. The sisters that clean up this hall and make sure that everything is clean for you to come in and sit down, they worship God by their service. They don't have to sing. What they were doing, heaven was receiving it. That's service unto God. That's honoring unto God. When before you came in here, some people make sure that the atmosphere, the smell of the place looks so nice. That is service. Service unto God. Some people are making sure that there is constant light for us to enjoy our worship with the Lord here. That's service. When you use your gift and honor God, God will always honor you in the most difficult time. Even in the dark, in the confusing times of life, successful people don't complain. One thing you find about successful people, go and check them out. If you have had the privilege of working with the top people, like I said, small mind talk about people. Great mind, they talk about ideas and work. So when you come around them, you realize they're talking about work. That's why they have no time to murmur. They have no time to complain. When you find a group of people full of complaint, full of murmuring, I can tell you that they will never achieve anything in life. I don't care the opportunities that come on their way. I don't care the anointing and the oil that is poured on their head. I can assure you that they will never see any blessing from God. Such men and women, they may have all the certificates in this world. They may have all the connection that should make them great, but they will never be great. They would die without fulfilling their dreams. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 14. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 14. The Bible says, do all things. Do all things. If Nigerians and Africans will get this message right, you will enjoy the goodness of life. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, murmuring and arguing. The common thing you find about people that try to do certain work and they don't do it well, you put them right, they try to argue their way. Do all things without arguing. Do all things without complaining. That's why David is successful. David, you correct David. David would receive the correction and with all brokenness and with all tenderness, he will receive it and adjust his life to progress. But when you are an argumentative person, you argue over things, you argue over the job, you argue over the work, you argue over this, there is no way you can make progress. Do all things without murmuring. All the people that have murmured, I have followed it in life by the grace of God. By His mercy, at least I have seen life. I have seen people, both the mighty, the small, and the smallest. And I've realized all the people that murmur in life, whether you murmur in the private, you murmur in your heart, or you murmur publicly, you will never go and get to your promised land. There's something I'm going to share with us that actually touched me when we were discussing the scriptures yesterday with one of my disciples. I never saw it in that light until yesterday. When God promised the children of Israel and He spoke to Abraham that He's going to release His great grandchildren and He will take them to the land of promise. The land of promise that flows with milk and honey. That's what God said. A land that flows with milk and honey. But in the true sense of it, that land that flows with milk and honey that God was talking about was a desert. It was a complete desert. It took a hard work. It took a hard work for the Jewish nation to cultivate a desert to become a land of honey. I thought you will go into Israel and you will just sit down like this, honey will just flow. But studying the land of Israel, I think I showed a little clip when I was having a board meeting with my children. I showed them a clip for about 3 or 5 minutes of the transformation of Israel. It took hard work. You see, it's one thing to understand that God can tell you that you're going to be the richest person. But what you will see physically will be contrary to what He has said.
It will take you hard work to convert the negative to positive. Hard work. The Bible says do all things without murmuring. Now, the people who murmured, they all perished in the wilderness. All of them. Look at verse 15. Now, I love that verse 15. Look at what it said. That ye may be blameless. Murmuring defiles you. Complaining and argument defiles you. Hey! And when you are defiled, the eyes of the Lord are too holy to behold iniquity. Murmuring and complaining stops your prayer from working. Let me say it again. Murmuring and complaining stops your prayer from working. No matter the times you find yourself, that you may be blameless. Now, follow me now. And harmless. Murmuring and complaining will harm your destiny. Murmuring and complaining will poison the atmosphere for your acceptance. That you may be harmless. So take it the other way. When you murmur and complain, it's harmful. When you praise God and rejoice at your work with gladness, and then you follow it with joy, you're activating healthy atmosphere for your lifting. Now, look at it. He said, why? He said, you are the sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, hard times. Crooked. If there is any definition of what the Bible is talking about, is our generation. Very crooked and very perverse. Twisted generation. But he said, look here. Even though it's a dark atmosphere, a hard atmosphere, a hard time, but look at your own position. He said, you are lights that shine in the world. So when there is darkness, there is oppression, there is groaning, you are shining as lights. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Give the Lord a big clap offering. That's who we are. That's who we are. So while others are complaining, you are the light that is shining to give men hope. Give men direction. You drag men in the hard time. People are confused, but they see you calm and stable, advancing. Turning things around. Working. Like I said with us, the work I have done during COVID-19 lockdown, I have not done it before. One of the most greatest breakthroughs we have had was during the lockdown period. In the midst of the twisted, like Ayaraba, crooked world, you shine as light. Because you are light, you cannot behave like a dark person. Come and lift up your right hand and say, Lord, I thank you for making me to be your child. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the spirit of murmuring in my life. I am the seed of God. I carry the light of God. Everywhere I go, I am meant to shine. Can I hear the loudest amen, friends? So don't accept weariness. Don't accept weakness of the body to slow you down. Deprive yourself. All successful people deprive themselves. They do it intentionally. They do it consciously and deliberately. They deprive themselves of easy way, easy comfort. They deprive themselves. Why? So that they can accomplish their daily tasks. I've always said this, and I'll keep saying it for you to get it right. I speak as my master has spoken. I must work the work of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man shall walk. I don't know when my light will come. but night comes at any time. There is a time to work. So the only time I have to work is my day. And do you know the day? It's today. I don't worry about tomorrow. I worry, I work, I put my life to work today. Because tomorrow is not mine. It's in his hands. That's why you see somebody very hefty, strong, and all of that. And then they have no sickness. But their tomorrow has come. Their night has come. They go. The young lady that used to advertise for Lux, beautiful, charming, wonderful wife. The mother just built a house to celebrate her at 40. She was going to be 40 in July. And while she was working in Port Harcourt, she slumped and passed on. Her night has come. Night can come at any time. That's why I usually say, and I say it, I don't believe in tomorrow. I believe in today. Whatever I have to do, I do it today. Whatever I have to put right, I do it today. Whatever I need to put in order, I do it today. Because tomorrow is not mine. Somebody can just go to bed and he's sleeping together with his family. Wonderful night, and then in the morning you find the person gone. It's not that they plan to go. Let us not be weary. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. Therefore he said, let us not. There is a probability for you to be weary. That's why he said, let us not. Weariness should not be part of us. Even when you're weary and you're tired, don't allow it to influence your work. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You cannot allow weakness make you to sleep at home when you need to cultivate your farm. If you don't cultivate the farm, there are parasites that are uninvited. You don't invite them. They invite themselves to destroy your crop. Those parasites are in human form. Those parasites are in the form of friends. Those parasites are in the name of environment. My disciple was sharing something with me. We were talking together about our people. This is a meeting that people are viewing around the world. But let me just talk about it. We were sharing together about this great land. He said, a man called his son. His son had moved and migrated from Jos to Abuja. And then they were planning to leave, finally to go to London. And he said to me, this Igbo man came to the house and was telling them, I said, where do you want to go to? You want to go to Abuja? He came together with a white man. They live here in Jos. And he said, it's so amazing how you people are saying there is no money in Jos. But it is in this same Jos I have built those hotels, built those factories. Where my wife is managing as a superstore, I got the money from here. Then the white man chipped in and said, what I am, I couldn't make it in my country. I made it in Jos. Jos people are crying, no money. A stranger has come and is saying there is so much money. But nothing ever happens by wishes. I pray over your life in the name that is above every name. God has brought you to the land of progress, to the land of prosperity, to the land of greatness. I decree and declare what belongs to you, you will get it in the name of Jesus. You cannot get what you need to get by just sitting down in the house and mourning and crying that everything is difficult in the land. God is creating an atmosphere for your progress. You cannot reap the harvest of your work if you easily faint at work. To every work, there is a season of reward. To every work, there is a season of harvest. When you start something, you may not begin to get the harvest immediately. Sometimes it takes years. Sometimes it takes months. But you keep working. Why are you tilling the ground? Because you want to clear the parasites. You want to clear the weeds. You remove them. Tomorrow, they come up. You remove them. Next tomorrow, they come up. You try to put the fertilizer. You give attention to the plant. That's the same way you put everything that you have into your work. Whether you're a driver, whether you're a cleaner, whether you're a manager, whether you're a managing director. It's the same principle. And that's what the Bible says to us. In Psalm 128 and verse 1 to 2. Psalm 128 verse 1 to 2. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord. That walketh in his ways. Verse 2. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord. What is fearing God? Fearing God is walking in the way of God. Walking in the way of God is doing what? God will not bless your positive confessions. God will bless what you do with your hands. Look at what he said, verse 2. For thou shalt eat the labor. You don't labor, there is nothing to eat. Thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Let me say this to all of you. Some people said sometimes when they come around, they see a big ministry, great one. They say, wow, offering is very large, fat in this place. Oh, wow, these people are carrying millions to the bank in every of their service. One of my disciples came to me and said, that same word to me, and said, wow. Then I said to him, one day I'm going to allow you to join the committee. So he joined the committee, they were planning for the crusade. For the crusade we were going to have. And I said, even the crusade is going to be a larger crowd than even our fellowship. But I want you to go and join the crusade. So he joined the crusade. They planned that every offering time, even when they were planning for a bullion van, I said, good, go and do it. Go and make arrangement for the bullion van. When they had the first day, they discovered that the offerings they collected was only in a leather bag. They had pulled the car, but there is nothing big for the car. They even wanted to carry police escort to ministry, to make money from ministry. You're going to be the frustrated person. That's why they try all types of gimmicks to try to take money from people. Within this COVID-19, there was no fellowship here. We weren't having fellowship. No fellowship in this hall. But NEPA was charging us 160-something thousand naira for a month to pay for light bill. Light we did not consume. If I wasn't working, how would that bill be paid? No offering, no tithe, no collection, but bills were going. In a month, we had a bill of over 400,000 naira in a month. Nobody staying in the building, nobody worshiping here. That is last month's bill, I'm telling you now. During the COVID-19, that's how we're paying bills. It takes work not to be ashamed. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his way, that walketh in his way. When you don't walk in God's way. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy shalt thou be. And it shall be well with thee. hard work on your hands, you will have nothing to be blessed with. It is the work on your hand that God will ever use to establish you. Smart work, hard work. Smart work, hard work. Smart work, hard work. Smart work, hard work. You must combine the two, smartness and hard work. Psalm 90 verse 17. Psalm 90 verse 17, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Hey friend, without work that would generate resources, shame will continue to cover you. There is no glory and there is no beauty like work. Work gives, beautifies your life. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Establish the work of our hands. Establish that word. Work first. Then God will be the one that will establish that work. Work first. Successful people, one thing they hate in their life, they hate laziness. They hate it. Because they know that laziness is a killer. They are passionate about their work. If you want to be successful. In this hard time, there are different ways, friends, to succeed. Different ways. In the midst of the lockdown, I was doing business. In the midst of the lockdown, we were discussing in our family business discussion that in 2 months, a group of people, they made $250 billion in 2 months. A young man in his 30s moved up the ladder. You see him with t-shirt. Polo? His polo shirt. And his jeans trousers. But working. He moved from number 7 richest man in the world to number 4. And I tell my family members, I said, you are better than all of them. You are seed of light. You carry the seed of greatness inside of you. And the mountain of the Lord shall be lifted above every other mountain. I am decreeing over your life. In this city, you will shine. You will go above others. I have never read in the Bible where God said you will be a failure. I have never read it. If you have a verse to give me, give me. He said, you shall be the head, not the tail. You shall be above only and not below. Lift up your right hand. Say it loud and clear. Say, I am the seed of Christ. I carry the seed of greatness inside of my life. I reject laziness. You know, there is a way lazy people will always do. They will always show you with their face so that you can pity them to allow them. Look at what the Bible says. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. This is the words of the apostle Paul. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Let me ask, any one of you have any Good News Bible here? Good News Translation, anybody? Read the Good News Translation of all of these scriptures I have given you. You would be so amazed to see the simplification of this word, but very deep. Anybody with a Good News Translation here? Anybody? Prof, you have a Good News Translation? Can you come read it for me, please? Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Come help and hold. Read it, please, man. Okay?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Work hard.
Wait a minute. What did he say?
Work hard.
Say it loud and clear. What did he say?
Work hard.
He said just work.
Work hard.
He said just work.
Hard.
Go on. Work hard.
And do not be lazy.
And what?
Do not be lazy.
And what?
Do not be lazy.
When somebody say work hard and be not what?
Lazy.
And be not lazy. Now, it's saying that some of you are very lazy. And you want to succeed. You want God's blessing to come on you. But you are lazy. Yes, ma'am.
Serve the Lord with a heart full of devotion.
Serve the Lord with a heart full of devotion. It takes a hard work to serve God. Go on, ma'am.
That is the end of it.
Now, let me give you this. Proverbs 21. Read the Good News translation for me. Proverbs 21, verse 25. Proverbs 21, verse 25. Rich people, successful people, they hate lazy, complacent people around them. Okay, read it for me.
Proverbs 21.
Verse 25.
Verse 25.
Lazy
people who refuse to work.
Lazy people who refuse
to work are only killing themselves.
Lazy people who refuse. That means there is work, but they do what? Refuse. So all this complaint you're seeing here and there, there is no job, there is no this thing, there is work. There is so much work, but people don't want it. I listened to my son when he was preaching yesterday in the Miracle Church. He gave an example of a medical doctor. She is a medical doctor. God, she is a medical doctor. And God spoke to her and said, if you are going to be successful and excel, begin to make akara. A medical doctor started frying akara. Come, where is Pastor Funda? Come here. At the end of this, how many employers, how many people did she employ?
After 1 year, she had 18 people. She was paying
something. For a year, she had about 18 people.
Paying.
Working for serving and selling akara. A medical doctor. You that don't even, you have not graduated with your secondary school very well. You are working like a master's degree holder. No. You are killing yourself. That's what the Bible says. I didn't say it. There are many people in Africa that are killing themselves because they don't want to work a hard work. How can I carry? They believe in white collar job. Right? Just go to office, sit down and be complaining and be getting something at the end of the month. Welfare package. That is what has killed black Americans in America. Read it again, my darling.
Proverbs chapter 21, verse 25.
Yes.
Lazy people who refuse to work.
Lazy people who refuse to work.
Are only killing themselves.
No witch. No wizard is killing you. You are the one killing yourself. Nothing like, hey, Nigeria is too bad. No! While people are crying. Hey, do you know that during the lockdown, people were flying private jets around the world from Nigeria? During the lockdown, people were still trading vegetables across Nigeria. The lady that passed on in Port Harcourt, the wife of the pastor, she went to work in setting a tent. A And then she had a cardiac arrest. One! Lift up your right hand. Thank you, my dear. A lazy, lift up your right hand. Pray this prayer. Whether you are strong or you are lazy. Pray it. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, nature of laziness. Get out of my life. Or I rise on your feet. Let me read this. I have about 4 points to give you before I close. A lazy, now this is another translation. A lazy, uninspired person will not get anything done. And refuses to do work. You tell him, this is work I want you to do. He will refuse to do it. Now listen to what he said. He said, therefore, aspire to avoid all temptation of doubt and slothfulness, and you will thrive, you will excel in your life. You're going to raise your two hands to God, and those of you watching around the world, you can't afford to die a mediocre. You cannot afford to die an average life. Raise those two hands to heaven. I'm going to give you 1 minute. Pray with everything. Say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every spirit that is against me walking. You foul spirit, get out of my life. Go ahead and pray for a second. Avoid every temptation of doubt and slothfulness, and you will excel in life. Lord, I refuse your foul spirit of laziness. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I take dominion over the flesh. I bring my body under subjection to what? Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Please sit down. We have just about 5 minutes to round up this session. So, therefore, to succeed in life, you will have to be a fighter. I tell you the truth. I'm telling you the truth, whether it is the work of the ministry, it is doing one trading, it is doing one job or the other, even in the civil service, if you want to go up, you must be a fighter. To live in this world, you must fight. If you don't fight, you will become a victim. It takes fight to be a victor. It takes fight to fight sickness. Oh, you said, I will not fight. I will just accept it. You will be a victim. You will have to fight cancer. You will have to fight headache. You will have to fight the weaknesses of the body. How many of you, sometimes you know that danger is coming around and you needed to pray, but the body is so weak and the devil is telling you you can't rise to pray? How many of you have experienced that? Let me see your hand. But that moment, you overcame. Even though in the midst of your sickness and weakness and tiredness, you choose to say, I will fight. And suddenly you became a victor. I decree and declare what has made me a man of success by the mercies of God. You, in your time, you'll be 10 times greater. I walk. I am a fighter. When you come around me, you may see me as a lamp. But when your time of work comes, you see a lion come out. Must be a fighter. You must have the eagle nature. You must have the lamb nature. You must have the lion nature. And you must have a human face. These four, if you don't ask God for them, you are in trouble. You need the nature of an eagle to climb the storms of life to excel. You need the nature of an eagle to see opportunities far ahead before you get there. You need the strength and the confidence and the boldness of a lion to face the challenges of life. You need the humility and the simplicity of a lamb to learn and grow. You need the human face for you to be able to interact with humanity. I hear you, Lord. There is someone here this evening. You are leaving the realm of shadows. You are moving into the realms of greatness. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7, I have fought. Come on, everybody stand on your feet. Let us do some little exercise and see. Come on, everybody. Do like this. Hey, punch! What does it go? Let's go. Punch! That is what? Fight. Punch! 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 Let me allow you for 2 seconds. How do you feel in your body? Walk gives life to the body. Have you ever seen that when you are not walking, you become more sickly? Okay, let's go for one more time. Say, I'll fight on target. I'll fight on target. I'll fight on target. Fight, 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 fight. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Mina, well, I. When Mutanasuna push Diawa. Somebody said, if you're working with daddy, he wants a door job that is to be done today, to be done yesterday. I am a fighter. Anyone who has vowed. There are people, when I came to this town, they vowed I would die like them. I said, never. It took a fight. This ministry to be standing, it took a fight. And I'm telling you, every day we are fighting. Recently we're doing something. Some people came, gathered themselves, came to the construction site to stop the work. My laborers were walking. Ah! Other people bailed. You didn't say anything. But my own property, you came upon and told workers to stop. It took a fight. There is nothing like Remaka Baraka ya. Please make a Rekeke Baraka. In this life, you cannot succeed without a fight. Shout it louder than anybody. Say, fight! The good fight of faith. I tell my children this in my training for them and my family, because as a father, I got a responsibility to train them to the fullness. That's the goodness of a father. When a child is the one that gets saved in a family, about 3-point-something% of the family members will get saved. When the woman is the first that gets saved in a family, about 30-something% of the family members may get saved. But if a man is the first who gets saved, 94% of the family members will all be saved. That's why when men fail, a generation fails. You have been hearing the cry in the African American. Their problem is nothing. There is no father. There are no fathers. And I said this word to them. Being a pastor or being a child of God does not mean you will just be. You go die and you won't even go to heaven. Let me tell you the truth. I said this to them. Continue to maintain a good name. But I said these words to them. Don't you ever think that because you have a good name, some people will not do everything to drag your good name to the mud. It takes a fight to keep your name out of the mud. And this kind of thing, they will call you very tough. I said all chief executives in the world are tough men. They take no for an answer. Don't take an excuse. No, you don't find them. That's why a man came to Jesus and said, let me go and bury my father. And what did Jesus say? Let the dead bury their dead. What kind of a language is that? People are coming to say, we want to walk with you. He said, he that will come after me must hate his father, his mother, his brothers. He didn't use any sweet diplomatic word. He used the word hate. You say, okay. You want to follow me? Oh, glory be to God. I thank God. No, tough, successful men, their language is tough. Because up there, before you go above the storm is not a friend. It takes toughness to fight the storm, or the storm will pull you down. Lift up your two hands. This year, Kamarayada, this year, all of you here, from the smallest child hearing the voice of the Lord through my mouth to the oldest person here, this year you will fight a good fight and you will win the battle. You will fight a good fight and you will win the battle. You will fight a good fight and you will win the battle. In the name of Jesus. 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 We will continue tomorrow. I have fought a good fight. He didn't continue. There is a comma. I have finished. If you're not ready to fight, you can't finish your job without a fight. You can't finish your assignment without a fight. It takes a fight to advertise. Oh, you're selling a product. You think you're the only one. I tell you, even if you're the only one who invented that product, just give yourself 7 days. Some people will produce a counterfeit. It takes a fight to stay alive. Every day the darts of the enemy is coming. It takes a fight. It takes a fight to wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning and start the day. It takes a fight. It takes a fight for you to walk to your office, sit down and start walking and not busybody in other men's matter. It takes a fight. This world is full of wickedness. Let me say this to all of you. You may be shocked. If you are not a fighter, the next person walking with you may be planting something. Because they will become jealous that you have been granted favor. Do you know that God's favor on your life is a war? I'm telling you, go. You see this blessing? You're not there, Damonshi. People will hate you, not because you committed anything. Your own property. People will say, hey, Domike pastor, hey, KK Domike Matam pastor, hey, KK Domike pastor. They will say statements. Just, they don't know what to say. You know, it's like a poor man. And that's why you don't listen to them. You've continued to fight to move forward. If you're driving a car and a poor man is standing by the road and your car passed, we put him and the water drops on him. What would they say? Hey, water, the me can the motor. She asked, can I surround a car? The me rich is not can. But did you know you were only passing in your car and water splashed on him? Poor people will always say things to break your focus. Don't mind them. Keep moving because you are not their mate. Don't you ever bring yourself down. You are not their mate. You are sons of the light. That's why they say there is no relationship between light and darkness. You are above. Don't because of what they are saying, you try to say to me, is the matter academy? No way. Lift your two hands as I bless you to go. I'm going to allow you, if you know how to pray in the spirit, I will allow you to pray in the spirit in the next 2 minutes. God is building you. In the hard time, you will be a success. No, the failure. Shakalabara, sheteke labara. Limbukoteke mbukosata angeki kabaro sheke bada. Limbreke lebaro sheke le marada kanda kasha kabara. Lambokonde ne ne makande le moko sheke le baratoria da. I thank you, Father. I give you the glory for stirring my spirit to know. The Lord, I am a champion. Lord, we bring repentance over every complaint and over every murmuring and every nature of laziness. We bring repentance before you. For the Lord walked for 6 days and he had only a rest for one day. I must be like him. I carry the nature of God. I am the seed of Abraham. I am in the likeness of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. If you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, this is one of the greatest work you can do. To allow Jesus Christ to take over the rule of your life. He will always make the difference. Whatever you and you have not accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you've been messing around with sin and compromise. This is the moment for you to surrender your life to Him. And every eye is closed and every head bowed. I want you to commit yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lift your two hands as I bless you. Father, I pray for every soul that the power of redemption will come upon every life. Lord God Almighty, I pray that the blood of the Lamb would cleanse every soul. And bless every redeemer today. Let it be the end of that life. Open this life into a new chapter by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray that you will empower your child, Lord God Almighty, to live for you and to live for your glory.
Now, Lord, I pray for every soul standing here. I decree these two blessings upon your life, that from today, the work of your hands shall accomplish great things. I pray, number two, that from now, wherever you go, the oil of favor will rest upon the work of your hands. I rebuke every devourer. I rebuke every familiar spirit. Familiar spirit that has made all your family members redundant, crippled, and paralyzed, and they are coming after you. I command their powers to be broken. In the midst of hardship, you will operate with a higher frequency of grace. You will enjoy an overflowing joy of the Lord. The vision of life will become clearer. The God of heaven will cause you, your mouth to become an instrument of praise. In the midst of your enemies, the Lord will prepare a table before you. Now I command any sickness, peradventure there is any disease, there is any sickness in anybody, I command that sickness, get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. From your head to your toe, I command your body, receive healing now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Whatever burden you came to this mountain with, I command that burden to be lifted up from you in the name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance. Your case is settled. Your case is settled. Your case is settled. Give the Lord the loudest shout of amen and the loudest clap offering of praise. Thank you, Father. Now the whole of this week, I'll be teaching you the many five basic pillars that will help you in the most difficult time for you to excel and stand tall and walk tall and raise your head high because of the glory of God that is upon your life. So don't ever miss any of this session in your life. It's going to be 1 hour, 30 minute service. And come into the presence of God with reverence and with honor, and you will be a partaker of the blessings of the Most High. Now, before our mother comes to bless the offerings and our tithe, I would like you to raise your offerings and your tithe if you do have any. Raise it before the Lord God Almighty as we walk.
I am always the winner, and not a loser.
I tell you that just going home, you're going home as champions. You will tread upon snakes and scorpions. I decree and declare from now, you will walk in the energy of the Holy Spirit. The Lord God whom I serve, bless and keep you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord cause His face to shine upon you. The Lord keep you from every plague. The Lord preserve you and your family. I ask the God Almighty, we bless the work of your hands. Go home praising God. Go home and succeed. And if Jesus tarries, tomorrow I will see you walking back into this hall, giving God praise, giving God honor. Let that person give the Lord a shout of praise. And therefore we decree and decree.